Well, good evening. Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight's topic, I'm telling you, this is a topic that everyone needs to take a listen to, especially as being a business owner. As you may be listening or wanting to become a business owner, these are some skillful things that you need to take in consideration is about customer service. Yes, customer service is what I will be talking about. And tonight's topic is, what has happened to customer service? Let me say that again. What has happened to customer service? And tonight's episode will be sponsored by Michi Jeffries from the World Financial Group. Again, tonight's episode is sponsored by Michi Jeffries of the World Financial Group. So as I was saying, what has happened to customer service? You know, we might go through drive-thrus really fast, or we go to Walmart, as we say, Wally World back in the day. I don't think too many people use that now. But you go back and you look at how you look at the employee's face, and you just see, like, where is the customer service? And some of them you can say, well, where do I go to each aisle? It's over there. You know, the tone is all wrong. So, yes, across America, we're dealing with this. There seems to be a steady decline, it says, for customer service levels. As I give you a little experience with now, just think about how you have had an encounter on customer service this week. Just take 1 minute. Just take 1 second to think about it. Was it a good one or was it a bad one? Would it make you want to spend your money there again? Or would you be happily to spend your money there again? Customer service is not only with stuff that we purchase, but we also, as being members of different type of businesses, corporations maybe that we are working for, we also have to look into customer service and how we handle the employees. Prime good example, this week from last week, I've been dealing with my husband's issue of getting paid. Well, of course, you work 80-some hours within a two-weeks period, and not to say that you don't have a stash on the side, which we do, but not to get a paycheck, and you have to wait and continuously wait due to the factor of the corporation being incompetent. You might as well say it is incompetence because, one, in the factor I had to find out, first of all, you can't even talk to someone. The issue is, automated system that you have to go through. You have to talk into this number. Again, that's what I'm going to be talking about in the series, the common mistake. The common mistake is, why is it leading? We're going to go to, why are we leading to the falses of bad customer service? And again, I'm talking about experience. What I've noticed that many businesses are making the same mistakes over and over and over again. There, for one, there's lack of training or the great investment of outsourcing a payroll department maybe or basic customer service skills. I can remember as working in doing telecommunications at one point in time where we had a little script that we write out. That's the script. I think we need to go back to the script when it's talking about customer service. But I move forward as with my husband. You know, they're saying a high expectation. One of the things that they had talked about on their motto, on their logo is, proficiently high serving and support for the individual. So right now, this person is not without a paycheck, so where is the support in that? That's just some examples of customer service. But as I said, what is leading to this decline? And why is it? And then again, companies will go to the defense. Even in a portion when I called, they were in the defense. Well, this is just not our, you know, that's something that we have to deal with on a regular. We outsource it. Well, that's still poor service. Blame it on the tight labor or whoever else, the market. shortage of a qualified employee, but it often comes down to a person taking the time to instill core service training for all people customer facing, for employees or for customer service. So I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back with a few tips on how we can generate, as us being entrepreneurs or us who wanting to become entrepreneurs, things that we should take in perspective. So again, come back, right back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bowden Hammond, to hear the tips on what we can do.
Hi, welcome to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bowden Hammond. And tonight's episode of Upfront in Mind, Body, and Soul is sponsored by Ms. Michi Jeffries of World Financial Group.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it. Because truly, it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
Well, welcome back to the second half of this Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bowden Hammond. And again, tonight's topic, where has customer service gone? What are the common mistakes? As we said earlier, we're seeing these making the same mistakes over and over and over again. So what can we do? What can we do? I'm going to give you some tips. First of all, we need to put it on paper. When we want to become and getting those individuals as customers, we need to make customer service the priority. We can have the business, but remember, the customer is the one who's bringing us the business. So making the customer the priority, it should be the part of the company's or your business strategic plan, period. That should be customer. I know when I used to work in fast food as a young teenager, getting those coins, as people will say, getting those coins, they will always tell us, the customer is right, no matter how wrong they are, the customer is right. So, you know, that's the strategic plan that we have to look out. But we also need to have a strategic plan as well in the case where they may not be right, but you still uphold your dignity with it. Second bullet point is find out what the customer thinks. And how will we do this? You will utilize quick 1, 2, 3 questions, maybe some online surveys, maybe some post-transactions, wherever you do, rate of service. This can also be a way to say, how is my service, you know, how I'm attending to my service and to your needs. This happens to help you to get at least more customer feedback. That's what you want. And it make it easy for the customer to respond. Think about it. Sometimes you can get these, answer this survey, and you got to go through 50 questions. No, I don't want to go through 50 questions. Maybe, like I said, 1 to 2, just a possible feedback. Number 3, invest in your employees. If you are a business owner, invest in your employees. How, you might say, I might not have enough money to invest in my employees at the time. YouTube it. Google it. There's always a training somewhere that's free that you could do or you can use. But take the time to invest. If I invest in my employee, even to give them a little certificate, even in with my business, and I do, I always appreciate the people for taking out particular time to coming out to workshops. Always give them a certificate. You know, some people love that kind of stuff. But and try to cultivate customer service skills. You know, there's free classes all the time for this type of stuff. So if you do so, you will set your company apart immediately from most of your competitors. The next, understand the customer's journey. Don't try to throw technology at a customer service as a blanket for it all, and that's where we're at now. I believe that's where a lot of our customer service levels are going down. No one has a face-to-face, per se, anymore. And one of the things that tickle my poogle is, I know people have calendars. We have this Google calendar, but when you tell me, oh, I'll have to set you on my calendar. Let me send you this Google, whatever, whatever. I might not be all that tech savvy. You got to think about that. We have a lot of elderly people who are not all that tech savvy. And that could be that one millionaire who wants to put into your bosom a whole bunch of money into your company or might be an investor. So those are some things that we need to think about. Without first understanding the customer, technology may not be something that the customer journey wants. And the last bullet point. Put your money where your mouth is. Let me say that one again. I like that one. Put your money where your mouth is. Be part of the solution by helping raise the bar for customer service across business sectors. As a customer, patronize the companies who provide better service and let them know it. And most definitely, as I was saying before, as I talked about earlier on last part about how my husband's job, after I did some research, Google reviews, 2 for this company. Now, that should say something. 2 Google reviews. People reviews, they are looking at this company. These are employees that's working for a company. So have you thought they have invested in their employees? I don't think so, because that would not have been happening. So, again, to refresh the captions of what to do as you thinking about this customer service journey, because, again, we want customer service to come back like it was in the olden days. So, 1, we're going to put it on paper. Make customer service the number one top priority. 2, we're going to find out what the customer is thinking, not with a long bowl of answer this questions, maybe but a 1 or 2. Make it easy for the customer to respond. 3, invest in your employees. Take the time to make an investment in them. Give them a little training on customer service. 4, understand the customer's journey. Is it something I want to just follow through? Am I understanding all of this? Can you please explain it to me? But give me all this technology fluff. But just give me a basic hand-on-hand of customer service. And lastly, put your money where your mouth is. Be part of the solution by helping raise the bar for customer service across the business sector. And if you like anything that you have said, or would you like to have a customer service training, you can locate me at upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com, and you can also email me at upfrontmbs@gmail.com. Again, let's bring customer service back to the exceptional standard that it should be. I have faith and I believe that it shall be. Again, thank you for tuning in to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. Have a blessed week. Until next week.